Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome, my trivia nerds. Welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, here as always with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
We have a very worldly episode today.
Just, oh, you know,
we're going to play some world trivia.
Oh.
I don't think we've done this before.
Like geography or like
just
history?
Like history. World history trivia, let's say.
Oh,
you don't look confident, but I mean,
what was my worst score again? I think it was like a 5. So let's see if I can beat my 5 today.
Let's see if you can beat the 5. This comes as a request to us from Jocelyn. Jocelyn, thanks for bringing us this great idea. We've never done world trivia before. We're going to see how it goes. I quickly realized how long it's been since I graduated high school writing this episode. And it's been a tick. It's been a minute. So we're just going to see how it goes. We're going to give a shout out to Patrick, Noel, Logan, Cadence, Tori, Riley, Blair, Ruby, Lou. Hi, guys. Happy birthday to Julia, Percy, Rosie, and Brian. I hope you guys have an amazing birthday.
Okay. So I'm allowed to Google for this one, right? No, I'm just kidding.
If you could Google in 10 seconds, I might be impressed.
Yeah, I won't. I'm not going to cheat. Okay, let's go.
All right, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of world history trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. All right, let's see if you can beat Meredith. Round one, question one. What is the oldest civilization in the world?
Oh, I know it. That would be the Aztecs.
Okay, it's actually Mesopotamia. I'm just bracing myself.
Confident in it.
For you do. You had you led with confidence
and Jeopardy honestly, level confidence.
That is commendable.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, question two.
Yeah.
What part of history is called the rebirth of European culture, art, politics, and economics following the Middle Ages? You've definitely heard about this before.
Okay, I think it's the Renaissance.
It is the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance.
Okay.
Okay, question three. Who delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech?
Martin Luther King Jr.
That's right. You're doing great.
Oh.
You're doing great.
Okay.
Question four. What was the Ukrainian nuclear power manufacturer that was the site of the nuclear disaster in 1986?
I just watched a documentary on it. It's Chernobyl.
Yes, Chernobyl. I also watched that.
Terrifying.
But could not stop watching it.
Could not either, but
I wanted to know
terrifying.
Everything about it. And shockingly, not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
Not that long
and
ago.
Okay. It does make me a little scared. Like, I don't know. We have a nuclear power plant near us. So I don't know. I don't know why I watched the whole thing just so I can have nightmares every night. Yes. Davis Bessie. It's
I kind of
like,
forgot
huge.
About that.
It's right on Lake
Erie. I am now at a heightened level of alert. I am now functioning at a different level of anxiety than I was when we started the show.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Question five. In which country are the ancient pyramids located?
Egypt. Okay. That's Egypt.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Question six. How many wives did Henry VIII have? In fact, there's even a famous Broadway musical about it right now, I believe.
Henry VIII, I am. It's like the extent of my Henry VIII knowledge. So I'm going to guess 10.
Just shy of it. It was six. He had six wives.
Oh.
And I.
That's
it didn't
a lot.
Always end well for them. So.
Oh.
Kind of burnt right through. Them? Yeah. Okay. Question seven. How old was Queen Elizabeth II when she was crowned the Queen of England?
Hey, Governor, I do feel like I should know this because I'm such a royal fan, but I don't know it. So I'm going to guess that she was very young. I do know that. 18.
A little bit older, but definitely young for like queen year. She was 27.
Ooh.
I could not have run a country at 27. I'm gonna
listen, I couldn't even barely run my life at 27.
I don't
my
like-
own life.
Yeah, I don't like looking back at my Facebook statuses from 27.
It's embarrassing.
I can't imagine like laws on the books that I made when I was 27.
Queen Meredith is feeling very angsty today.
Just me sharing cat memes on the official Twitter. It's fine. All right, question eight. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, it was a famous one.
He was pretty famous.
Is that the one where they painted it upside down?
Well, he laid down the whole time.
Michelangelo.
Yes. Correct.
Ninja Turtle.
Yes. Same guy. Okay. Question nine. Which Greek goddess was the Parthenon dedicated to? It's this giant thing that you can visit.
I can only think of one Greek goddess name right now, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Athena, goddess of love.
Actually, it is Athena. I'm shocked.
We have a friend named Athena, and I just like, let's take that stab.
I love it. It was correct. It was the right feeling. Okay, final question. Which fabric was invented in ancient China?
Fabric invented in ancient China. Sometimes I like to say the questions back to you so I can have more time to think about them.
Yeah, it doesn't stop the timer, but it's fine.
I don't think it's polyester, so I'm going to guess silk.
It is silk.
Because silkworms. I do feel like they
right.
come from
I don't know why you thought you were going to do that at this trivia.
I'm actually doing all right.
Doing really well. Good job.
I came Solid into the topic round. Unprepared, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
We're going to go into round two.
Okay.
Question one, leading with your faves, the Aztecs.
Okay.
Aztec civilization originated in which country?
Mexico.
That is right. Okay, question two. Julius Caesar was born in what city?
Well, he was
kind of Roman. A big one. All roads lead there.
All roads lead to Rome.
That's right. Rome it is. Okay, question three. In which ocean did the Titanic sink?
Pacific.
It was the Atlantic.
Ugh.
I know. I've actually only watched that movie once and I will never watch it again.
Oh.
I don't like sad movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, question four. What was the first country to use paper money?
The Royal Money of England, Governor.
It was not. They stuck with coins. It was China. China was the first to use paper money. Okay, question five. What event is commonly believed to have sparked World War One?
The Bay of Pigs.
That is not right. It was the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Who's that guy? I don't even know.
I mean, imagine only being famous for this thing. Like the thing where he died. Like, that's the worst. Okay, question six. Where did Albert Einstein live before moving to the United States?
Lived in Germany.
That's right. Whew, Germany it is. Yes, we're coming back. Okay, question seven. Who is the first ruler of the Mongol Empire? Kind of a big deal, a little bit angry. If you see Night at the Museum movies, he was definitely there.
I don't know.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, that's right.
Not known for hugs. I'll tell you.
Only known for chopping heads off.
Yeah, not a squishy guy. Okay. Question eight. Who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Anne Frank it is. That is correct. Okay, question nine. This household pet was also worshipped in Egyptian temples. It's your least
cats,
favorite pet.
Phoenix. Those cats.
Yep, cats. That's right.
Those are my least favorite pets, though. I'm team dog.
I know. You don't trust cats. Never. Okay, final question.
Okay.
Africa houses the world's longest river. What's it called?
The Nile.
The Nile is right.
Yeah.
Not bad. You did actually pretty okay.
Yeah, it was pretty an okay. Average go about. I think I got about 12.
Yeah, you did really well. We want to hear how you guys did. Make sure you come to our post on Facebook and Instagram and let us know. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. That is where we love posting the reviews that you leave us, as well as any fun pictures that your parents send. We love that. Just make sure they also send your names to include with the photos. We can't post them without them. If you have a shout out, head over to our iTunes account and leave us a 5-star review, and make sure you leave your name in that review so we know who to send the birthday or hello shout out to. All right, trivia nerds, have a wonderful trivia day.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, 7 days a week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes with stories about impending hurricanes, winter storms, or even what not to miss in the night sky. So listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts.